Welcome to your first free day. This is the Overcoming Call Reluctance 30-Day Coaching System. And if you've been working the program for 5 days, I think you've earned a free day. And what you'll see here is just a writing exercise that should only take you maybe 10 minutes to complete, so it shouldn't take too long. And I think it'll be eye-opening. I think it'll be a little bit enlightening, so it will definitely contribute to your success working this system. But we're not making you call anybody today. So the first question there, or the first number one says, take a moment and write down the biggest success or accomplishment that you've ever had. Some examples could be the birth of your children, getting a great job, buying a home, finishing your degree, running a marathon, starting a business. How about we throw that one in there? Describe how you felt at the exact moment when you knew you made it. Whether it's holding the baby for the first time, being handed the keys to your home, being offered a new job, walking across the stage, crossing the finish line, etc. When's that moment where you just felt like, ha, I finally arrived? Now write down some of the challenges you had to overcome, to accomplish this goal or success. So what is it that you've had to go through? What are the difficulties that you've run into that you had to get through and pass in order to get this accomplishment? Number four, we just want you to ponder that there were times along the way when you were uncomfortable, anxious, maybe downright terrified while pursuing this goal. And what you discovered is that those times in your life that were the most rewarding, there was some element of fear involved, some element of discomfort or something you had to do outside your comfort zone. Maybe there was even a time you thought, I can't do this. This is impossible. But you pushed through and it brought you to an amazing accomplishment. The lesson we learn is that anything you want in life is on the other side of the fear that is currently holding you back. As Chris and I have said time and time again, that One of the truths about fear is it'll never go away until you do the thing you're afraid of. So waiting until you feel more confident or waiting until that fear goes away to take that action is actually kind of reverse thinking. It's counterproductive. You have to do the thing you're afraid of in order to get the fear to go away. So what is it that you really, really want right now? Think about that. What is it you really, really want? And then what fear or self-limiting belief is holding you back? So once you take the time to complete these exercises, I think it'll give you a lot to think about. And then tomorrow, your second free day kind of continues this exercise. So we'll talk to you then. Have a great day.